Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today? Find out now. Here's Michael.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. It was a lovely day today, probably around 82 degrees. I know Victoria listening in New Zealand is jealous because it's chilly there. However, this is On the Couch. I'm your host, Michael Coach. And before I get started to introduce my guest, I want to go ahead and make mention because I don't usually brag because I'm not really that person kind of a thing. But I just want to make mention that, I'm kind of proud. I'm in 10 countries now. Mexico coming in at number 10, Ireland number 9, number 8, New Zealand. I think I know why that is. Czech Republic, Bulgaria, France, United Kingdom, Canada, United States of America, and coming in at number 1 is Fiji. Fiji, of all places, it is absolutely a place that I have wanted to be in. I wanted to own a bar. I wanted to be a bartender. So, lovely Fiji people, thank you for showing me the love. I really, really appreciate it. The topic for tonight is friendship. And basically, what do you consider to be a friend? Do you want to be a friend? Are you a good friend? Would you like more friends? How do you devalue and how do you define friendship? Questions will be answered tonight with our guests, Ronnie Kroll and Eddie Lobo, who are co-founders of Friend Movement, a movement that I'm absolutely proud to be involved in. And they're here tonight. They have some wonderful news. And we'll be taking your calls a little later in the show. Give a call at 516-418-5594. Also, we have a live chat room going up at the right-hand corner. You'll see the login button. Log in, press it. You can log in with Facebook and chat live with Lily the Pug. Lily the Pug is not in chat tonight. She had her shots because she's actually traveling internationally, and she's very sore. And so Susie Jennings Gibbs is joining me from New Jersey to go ahead and man the chat room. Questions for Ronnie and Eddie absolutely are welcome. I mean, welcome. We're talking about friendship tonight on the couch. So we're going to start with a little bit of music. I want to have something inspirational. I want to have something good. I want to have something that I like. And this is a song that I've just fallen in love with. It's the mashup between Sam Swee and Casey Braves. I think you're going to like it, so don't go away. Ronnie Kroll.
My legs don't work like they used to before.
And Eddie Lobo when you get back.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
You're on the couch.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Cause darling, I will
you and me, we made a vow.
When my hands don't play the strings the same
your
way,
your heart is on.
you will still love me.
I'll sing about how
maybe your
people fall in love in
could never be
serious when
it's ever.
Maybe it's all part of the plan.
Baby,
I'll just keep on making the same mistakes, hoping that you'll understand.
Baby, now
you say I'm crazy.
Take me into your loving arms.
Cause you don't think I know what you've done.
Kiss me under the light of
when
the sun. Star.
You call me.
Place
baby.
Your hand on my beating heart.
I know not the only
I'm
one.
I'm thinking out loud, baby.
Business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you're finally here. I'm so excited. Joining me on the couch, they've arrived at the door. They've arrived. They've disrobed. We're all wearing white terry towel robes, aren't we, Ben? Of course we are. I have hors d'oeuvres. I have an open bar. Welcome to On the Couch, Ronnie Kroll and Eddie Lobo. I'm so happy to have you here.
Oh, thank
We're
you
so,
so
happy
much.
To be here, Michael. And I love
You love the robe?
I especially love the open bar.
Oh, I love the open bar. So what?
You got to be careful with Eddie around the open bar. He's going to drop it like a
dog. Oh, yeah.
There's video footage
from social media about that.
I'll be off the couch and on the coffee table, so we'll keep it light.
Oh, you know what? You know, I would love to see that, Eddie. I would love to see that. The topic
is experience.
Absolutely.
You'll see it once, and I don't know if you'll want to see it again, but you'll definitely see it once.
Oh, you'll definitely be coming back for more. It's mesmerizing.
The topic tonight is friendship, and I could not have thought of two guests that are more noble in the term and the meaning friend, co-founders of the Friend Movement. Ronnie Kroll, some people know you from, for those who don't know, some people know Ronnie from Bravo's Make Me a Supermodel. No, it wasn't Make Me a Supermodel, was it? Yeah, Make Me a Supermodel. You were runner-up and fan favorite, and then you went into modeling. You were the first openly public gay figure to pose on the cover of Playgirl magazine, plus also in the centerfold. You can see his dingle dangle if you want to Google it. And
careful when you're Googling without safe search.
But also, in 2014, you were Australia's Man of Character and the recipient of the White Party Icon Award. So Ronnie certainly has his cred. Eddie Lobo, comedian, actor, and activist, co-founder also of the Friend Movement. Let me ask you this. How did you guys become friends? Let's go to Eddie first.
It was through social media when Ronnie was working. We were both working in television at the time, and it was through social media on an old site called MySpace, and it was some things that Ronnie was doing in Chicago at the time, plus he was working on a show, and it just resonated, and we became fast friends from there.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie, what did you find friendship-wise and Eddie?
Well, I mean, being that there's such a vast age difference, we have so many
that's
great stories.
That's a whole other show.
No, we give each other hell all the time. But, no, one of the most beautiful things about my friendship with Eddie is just that it's real. It's raw, and it goes both ways. We're both learning from each other. You know, he has different experiences that I do, and it's just nice to have some. I mean, Eddie's more than my friend. I mean, he's like my older brother, and he's someone I look up to and someone that I lean on and that I celebrate my good times with. And I have to say, one of the things that challenges us is people's perception of our relationship because of the age difference. A lot of times they'll categorize us as like sugar daddy and sugar son and stuff like that, and they just don't understand it. And one of the things that we try and do in our circles of friends is show people that friendship can really come in all shapes and sizes and races and nationalities and what have you. And we learn and grow together. You know, we've seen each other through some really rough patches, and we've had a lot of really amazing things to celebrate. And when you're there and you're willing to stick it out and work hard, it's really beautiful, the trust and communication you know, that you have, and the beautiful friendship that can emerge out of that. And we're still learning and growing, you know.
No, absolutely. But, I mean, let's keep it real and raw here. What kind of age difference are we talking about? Because, you know what, I'll tell you this. What I see with you on Facebook, because I'm friends with both of you on Facebook and also a member of the Friend Movement, which I'm proud to announce, but all I see is two people trying to unite and harmonize and equalize humanity to a point where everybody is actually proud to be who they are because of who they are and not who they want to be or what society pigeonholes them that they think they should be. So that's what I get from that part of it. It is so delightful with the work that you're doing. Whose brainchild was the Friend Movement?
That was Ronnie.
Ronnie?
Yeah, I mean, back, almost 3 years ago now in July, it's coming up July 1st is our 3rd year anniversary, but it was partly me, but you know, the only way this kind of grand vision can come into being is by sharing it and then allowing people to come to the table and add their value and find value from it. Friend Movement would not be nearly as successful as it is today without the people like Eddie and now Jeannie, who's our acting CEO, and our friend family. You know, we are growing a friend family of people that just really want to help the community be supported and empowered to be themselves, you know, in a world full of fear and full of just such superficial kind of atmosphere. It's like, it's very difficult to work through the static and really find your true voice and be confident in that and not feel like you have to please everyone else around you or, you know, meeting their needs all the time or what they expect from you, but really just sitting in a moment of silence and meditating. You're like, well, who am I and who do I want to be? And, you know, if today was my last day, you know, how would I spend it? And, especially living in Hollywood, you know, Friend Movement is so needed because I think there's so many well-intentioned, talented people just going about things the wrong way. And it usually just, it stems out of fear and ego. And we're literally just trying to promote through our work and our efforts, our friend family is trying to put more love and kindness and friendship out into the world. And we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just having a dialogue through all of our projects and programs about how can we be better friends, and not just to the people around us, but most importantly, to that reflection that we look at in the mirror every morning when we wake up. Because if we don't love ourselves, it's impossible to love someone else or to feel genuinely loved by someone else.
Yeah. No, I absolutely.
And along that line, you know, with Friend Movement and with my friendship with Ronnie, another thing is, For my age bracket, being that there is a 20-year difference, you know, for years we have, I know when I was Ronnie's age, even in my 20s, you know, I mean, I don't have a foot in the grave, but I am 20 years older. We live in this mindset that when you hit certain pinnacles in your life and you hit certain age bracket, that basically we know everything. And it's kind of like the old adage, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. But with friend movement, by breaking down those barriers and busting past all of that and understanding, like from Ronnie and our friendship, I get a perspective of things that maybe I wouldn't be as in touch with if I stayed in that mindset. And in the same respect, Ronnie can relive things that he wasn't aware of or was too young to understand how we got to where we are. So it's a collaboration and a conglomeration of experiences that help keep, one, it keeps me young, and it keeps me on a fresh approach, and it makes it much easier to approach people and to be part of that by breaking down those barriers and taking away all those concepts that we've grown to know over the years. And if you notice with friend movement, as you've seen, a lot of the of our friend family come from so many different age brackets and so many different cultures, and it's just such a wonderful melting pot of positive energy and love and friendship. And it's what's made friend movement thrive to be what it is today.
Yeah, it is also too. It's a return to innocence. It's a return to actually opening up your eyes to the wide-eyed innocence of a child, the accepting nature. Granted, don't talk to strangers, don't take candy, yada, yada, yada. But it is the ability to foresee good in all and to actually do that. We're going to go ahead to a little bit of music here, taking your calls after this, 516-418-5594. This is Enigma with Return to Innocence. I couldn't think of anything more appropriate. So well done, Ronnie and Eddie, for cluing me in. Back on the couch after this. Don't go away. God, this song is long, but I love it. Enigma with Return to Innocence. Back on the couch.
This is Kelly Lee Tapson, your stomping angel, stomping out crap so you can two-step into your radiant true nature. As an intuitive energist, I illuminate the blind spots on your journey so you can ride into infinite fields of possibilities, have fun, be wild and untamed. Kick off an email to holisticheavennaturally@gmail.com, that's holistic with an H, or give me a yodel at 306-467-2301, that's 306-467-2301.
Kelly Lee Tapson. We're taking your calls tonight. You are listening to On the Couch with Ronnie Kroll and Edward Lobel. The guest call-in number is 516-418-5594. Also, feel free to go ahead and post your messages up in chat. My fan Lily von Stoop is in there taking your messages. And we're sitting around having some cocktails, eating some food. Let's go to Ronnie. I want to know. No, let's go to Eddie actually first. I want to know about Swimsuit Centerfold in Cancun. How did you guys get that gig? I mean, come on.
Actually, one of the executive producers, Mike Brown, had reached out to us through Friend Movement and had seen that what we were doing with Friend Movement and wanted to become more involved. And of course, the minute people get with Friend Movement, everybody starts friending each other on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And through that, he had noticed that I had worked with the Miss America organization for many years. Mm-hmm. And I got a random message that said, hey, I want to talk to you. I've got this project coming up. And next thing I know, we're talking about that. And apparently the host that they were hoping to have apparently is under contract with another studio and wasn't able to get out of it. So he had found out through our acting CEO, Jeannie Yu, that I'd also done a lot of hosting. And so that bridged a conversation with that. And next thing I know, I'm being asked to host their first season. And in diving into that, we started talking about different things. They still needed judges, and they were looking for, you know, some faces. And it was a great opportunity because with Friend Movement, they're allowing us to be a part of that program also. And hence the introduction with Ronnie, and they spoke with Ronnie, and they got real excited with him. And then they needed a choreographer, and our acting CEO is, you know, in her past has done some choreography, and next thing I know, she's on board, and it was just so exciting to have everybody bridge together. But it just kind of all trickled into place. Next thing I know, Friend Movement is heading out there, and we also have Michael Turner from Frontiers
wow.
Media going with us as one of the judges, and so we are just so excited about it, and it's a great opportunity because one of the things that they really want the show to be is something that is more along the line. They don't want it just to be some bikini centerfold show,
right.
Being it is reality TV. They want some structure, and Friend Movement will bring some of that genuineness to it, but yet still with the, you know, who knows what's going to happen, a reality show. It's not scripted, so you just kind of go with
right.
the flow. But we have the experience, and we're just so excited and so honored to be a part of it. And I'm so excited that I've got Ronnie and Jeannie and Michael all going because it's a huge, huge step for me. This is a massive step for me. So,
buddy, come on! It's one of those things that you know you work so long in this career, then all of a sudden this happens, and you take it and run with it. It's called opportunity.
Well, you know, when timing meets talent, and I don't know anyone that's harder working and more passionate and has given so many years to the industry. You know, we're all so excited to be supporting Eddie and watching him shine because he's a natural at this. He's been doing this for the Miss America pageant for so many years. He's just going to step up to the plate and hit a grand slam. So to be there to support him, to witness it, and to celebrate with him is so exciting. And the fact that we all kind of just know and love each other and that chemistry should be a lot of fun to kind of unfold on camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's really interesting is my birthday is Sunday. So it's so strange that we're going to be celebrating that in Cancun. I thought, what better birthday gift than to a big show like this?
We'll try to limit our posts and try and keep it.
No way. Don't limit them. I'm living vicariously, taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594. We're talking with Ronnie Kroll and Edward Lobo. The topic is friendship. You know what? I've never met either one of you. Ronnie, watched you, like I said, on Make Me a Supermodel, and Eddie, don't know you from Adam. But the conversations we've had on Facebook, and I have to applaud social media for being positive in that nature. Ronnie, I know you were bullied, and social media can be used for negative and for positive, and it's just the intention, again, that makes that difference. But, Ronnie, I would like to know, your level of bullying. You're very pretty. So, I mean, what did they make fun of you of?
Well, you know, I was bullied a lot as a kid, and I think there's something to be said, first of all, about bullying and the lasting scars it leaves into adulthood, because at such an impressionable age, I was being called a faggot before I even knew what the word meant. And it was, you know,
let me ask you this. What age were you first called faggot? Because I'll tell you honestly, keeping it real and raw, my first faggot comment was when I was, oh my God, it was so horrible. This is grade one. I was walking into school and I went in through the outdoor. So I had my two front teeth knocked out by the doorknob going in for my first day of grade one. And I was crying and stuff like that. And then there was this big child kind of a thing. And he says, "Stop crying, faggot." And I thought, oh my God, really? I mean, I didn't even know what the hell that meant. But not to go ahead and interrupt you, but go ahead and explain yours.
No, but it was about the same age. I was probably maybe about 8 or 9 when it first happened to me. It doesn't feel good. And in the moment, and especially when you're in your junior high or high school years and you're being bullied, it's hard to see beyond those years. You think it's the end of the world. You've got to, you know, this is your entire life. And a lot of kids can't really see beyond that. You know, the likelihood of it getting better is very high, but you just have to suffer sometimes through those moments. But what I've learned now with bullying, and one of the things we've been teaching at Friend Movement, is that hurt people hurt people. And, you know, you can't just browbeat a bully and put them in detention and think that the problem is going to go away, because that bully has been bullied his or herself more than likely in the past and doesn't feel good about themselves. So they're looking for a weaker target or someone that in a moment they can feel better about by putting down. So the work that we really try and do is lift people up and build their self-esteem and give them the confidence that they need, so that when bullying situations do happen, they're less likely to be affected to a point where they're going to get such to a level of depression and taking their own lives, which we've seen so much of, especially with cyberbullying, where you can be anonymous in so many different ways and say and do such hurtful things. Myself and Eddie both being victims of cyberbullying, and it's just people that are very angry, they're very bitter, they're sad for whatever reason or another, and they're really just getting their jollies by, you know, other people's pain. And being that we both recognize that they're in pain, even when we handle our bullies on social media, we always try, because, you know, people will be quick to go to our defenses, and we're always so appreciative of our friend family that wants to stick up for us. But we try and teach, you know, to not fight fire with fire, to go and realize that these people are hurting and try and wish them well and try and open up their eyes and give them an education, you know, have them think a little bit differently and have a dialogue. But bullying itself, you know, it's not just for kids. I mean, people are getting bullied every day in corporate America. You know, there's a lot of bully bosses out there. I mean, we've had people that have come to Friend Movement saying, because of Friend Movement, I stood up to my bosses, and I am now being treated differently. In fact, just the other day, a gentleman wrote us an email saying that he stood up to his bosses, took them to court in Canada, won his case, and now is so much more confident than he's ever been, but he found that inspiration from Friend Movement. Or a veteran that reached out to me on Facebook. He's in the military, and he was considering taking his life because he was so bullied and felt so isolated. And because of Friend Movement and our work, he had that courage to keep going and to ask more questions and see beyond that cloud, you know, that can sometimes affect all of us. We're not immune to it.
We're not immune to it, but we also the three of us also understand too that anger equates fear. So fear translates into anger or backwards, and that's what it is. So I don't know what the bullies are fearful of being better or being in fear of someone who is able to go ahead and be themselves. We got a caller here from the 215-450. Let's go ahead and go to that. Hello, caller. You're live on the couch with Ronnie Kroll, Eddie Lobo, and Michael Coach. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, Mike. It's Joe. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Jojo?
Good. Hey, I was
so
listening
nice to
the
see
show.
You.
I'm traveling. So I'm in Texas,
good,
and I figured you were talking about friends, and I'd say hello because it's been a while since I talked to you.
It's been a while.
Yeah. So that's about it. Was just listening, taking it all in. It's pretty pretty interesting
stuff.
Well,
fantastic. How are you a good friend, Joe?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm out in Texas. I'm here for a few more days, and then I'm moving on again for a little bit and, doing the whole country tour this last few months. So, doing that whole thing.
Cool beans, man. Well, thanks for listening. Do you have a question for Ronnie or Eddie?
Just wanted to say hello.
Well, buddy, thanks for calling in, man.
All right.
I so miss you. We got to catch up soon.
Definitely. I'll be home, man, not much. So,
I hear you.
I think I'll be home 1 week in June, and that's about it until September. So,
all right, man.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
take care.
Thank you so much,
keep
man. Take care. Absolutely. Ronnie, let's go ahead and talk about, you're also hosting on June 5th, you're hosting the Pride Open.
I am. I'm so excited. My friends at the Milwaukee Pride Festival reached out and asked me to host the main stage, the Miller Lite stage.
Wow.
And I'm going to be with them for 4 days hosting various events and speaking about friendship at their Stonewall events. And, you know, one of the things, you know, I get excited about during Pride is that even though I'm a man that happens to be gay, I don't really define myself by that alone. And I think one of the beautiful things as we continue to move forward on this march towards equality is really not so much focusing on our differences, but seeing them as beautiful, that our diversity is beautiful, but we have so much more in common. So whenever I get the opportunity to get on stage or to be with a group of people, whether it's one person, 10 people, or several thousand people, I really want to hammer that message home. And so I'm going to go, and we're going to talk about Stonewall, and we're going to really give thanks to everyone that was there during the riots. And it's really on the shoulders of these incredible men and women that we're able to move about the country so freely, and that our freedoms are slowly starting to really show up in the world the way they should be. But it's not just, you know, the LGBT community that I want to speak to through Pride. It's the community at large. I really want to continue to have that message of we're not that different, you know, out there, and really kind of ask more questions. And again, the bullying thing, it comes from fear. If you don't understand it, you're making fun of it. You're throwing stones at it. But before you throw that stone, you know, just put it down for a minute and ask a question. You might get that answer. You're not going to be so afraid anymore. So I'm super excited. I'm going to Milwaukee. I'll be there for 4 days. There's a possibility I'll be at the Chicago Pride Festival. And I'm open to working with all the Pride festivals because this message really needs to get out there.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, it's so important right now, and I hope you both agree that it's so important. We talk about this is the United States of America, and the diversity and the separation needs to blend. Where did we lose the united? We need to all stand in one. And I hate to go ahead and be Pollyanna that this is totally possible and everything, but this is what the Friend Movement is about. is actually having a united front of friends that are helping other friends. So I so cherish and honor what you guys are doing. We're going to go to a little bit of music here. The call-in number is 516-418-5594. This is Jackie D. Williams. Unite with me more with Ronnie Kroll and Eddie Lobo on the couch. Don't go away.
Producer-director kind of guy, and I know Michael very well. In fact, so well that I'm on the couch with Michael Coach, which is weird, so I'm technically on the coach. Whatever.
Oh, that man, I tell you, I love him. You're back on the couch with Ronnie Kroll, Eddie Lobo, and me, Michael Couch. You know, you guys, I went ahead and did Wikipedia, and I looked up friendship, and they've offered six characteristics that friendship often includes. So I want to do three and three for each of you. To Ronnie first, the first one is affection. Ronnie, how do you define affection?
Affection. I think affection is just a way to show love to towards someone, and I think that affection and love is kind of unconditional. It's allowing someone to be who they are, being present in the moment, and just being there to listen, to go the distance, maybe go out of your way to remember something. You know, if you care about someone and something's important to them, you know, try and surprise them and go out of your way. Or if they, you know, like a certain type of creamer in their coffee, you get that always and surprise them with
right.
that. It's just being mindful and being aware and being loving and affectionate towards someone.
Or the love that Tiny Cat and Calamity Jane continue to give you.
Right? I don't know where I'd be without these cats.
Oh, my God. I love the cat pictures. Big cat fan. I got a pug here, too, now. And I love her like I love her. And all she does is, like, seriously snort and fart and eat. And that's all she does. But to Eddie, let's talk about empathy. What does empathy mean to you?
Empathy. I think it's about listening to somebody and really taking the time to invest in what it is that they're going through or something that they're having a challenge with. It's not about offering avenues to overcome it. It's about absorbing it with them, feeling it with them. Working with them through it. I think to just stand back, a lot of times when somebody's going through something, we want to sympathize with them. And there is a difference between the two. I think being invested in somebody's challenges and just standing back, sometimes we have to listen. A lot of times we forget to listen to people. And we want to clue in, and we want to chime in, and we want to talk, and a lot of times we take away from their situation, and they walk away with no more than what they came with. So sometimes just sitting and listening, I think, is the most important thing. And again, like I said, really investing in what it is that they're going through. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the best recipe is just to empathize and just be a part of it.
Yeah.
Be present.
Absolutely. Just be silent. Ronnie, to you,
Eddie's
honest.
Incredible at that one. Incredible at that one. In fact, one of the things we just learned about empathy is, you know, sometimes we just want to wave a magic wand and make someone's challenges go away, but sometimes we forget to acknowledge and empathize with the emotion and acknowledge the emotion is valid in that moment before trying to find a solution.
I totally agree. My go-to is so-and-so comes to me with a problem. We sit there and listen to it. You have a cry on my shoulder. We have a glass of wine, whatever. And my intention always is to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just who I am. I just like, well, how about this? We can do this. We can do this. And sometimes the necessity of simply listening without having another sentence in your head to back it up is very, very important. Ronnie, I'm going to go to the word honesty with you. What does the word honesty mean to you?
Honesty. I think it's probably one of the most important ingredients of friendship is because trust comes from honesty and being honest and open in your communication. You know, at times, too, in friendships, we try sometimes to walk on eggshells or we're afraid of if we speak our mind and speak our truth, you know, maybe we'll lose the friendship or they'll get mad at us for thinking a certain way. But at the end of the day, also, again, through friend movement and just kind of going through the fire, we can't be teaching this unless we're living it. Eddie and I both have learned that honesty is always the best policy. And it's not like anyone's holding anything major from each other, but it's just like if you have a certain feeling about a certain situation and you don't acknowledge it and you're not truthful in bringing it up, as it comes sometimes over the course of time, as I'm sure everyone that's listening can empathize with, is that, that you know, it can build up and you can be resentful towards someone that you really care about. So being honest and open in your communication is really a healthy thing to do, even if you have to rise above a little bit of fear of what might happen. And it just keeps it real. You know, you're always know what's really going on, and you can try and accommodate each other's needs in any given moment.
Well, also, too, I think being honest actually allows your partner or allows your friend to go ahead and be entitled to information that will allow them to project and actually form their own conclusion. So nothing is the end of the world. No, you know, the information that you receive from your friend or from your lovers, from your boss and stuff like that, the information is important because it provides you with the ability to make a conclusion. This is Matt Abler, End of the World. Nothing is the end of the world. Still taking your calls at 516-418-5594. More with Ronnie Kroll and Edward Lobo from the Friend Movement. When we get back, you're on the couch. Don't go away. Love this song in a big way. The bells are ringing. Don't go away. Matt Abler, The End of the World.
This is Cameron Tilbury, and I'm CEO, Creative Director of Maple Star Music and Media in Nashville, Tennessee. Check out our website, www.maplestarmusicmedia.com. And I'm on the couch with Michael Couch.
You're back on the couch with Michael Couch, Ronnie Kroll, and Edward Lobo from Friend Movement. Edward, how can people join up? I was sharing the show today like crazy because I'm very proud to have you guys on. And how do people get involved with the Friend Movement?
Well, you can go to our website at friendmovement.com, and it talks a lot about our programs, a lot of the stuff that we're doing, also our current projects. We're also on Instagram. We are on Facebook. So definitely want to get on there and join. And it's just a great way, first of all, to network with all the people that are part of our friend family, and also to network with Ronnie and myself and our acting CEO, Jeannie Yu. So that's a good place to start. And, you know, our goal is to start getting into some of these other cities as we ramp up our different projects.
Right.
Yeah, and one of the cool ways people are joining our friend family is they're simply updating their social media names to include friend as their middle name, similar to the equality movement.
Right.
But there's thousands of people around the globe now with their middle name as friend, and it really just begs the question, why is your middle name friend? And even if they don't ultimately go to the friend movement website, whoever's got that middle name friend ends up striking a conversation about friendship and what it means to them and why it's there. So it's a really cool way for this grassroots effort to really pick up some steam. And, you know, friend movement really is your movement. It's everybody's movement. And as we said earlier, you know, we may have come up with the idea and planted a few seeds, but the only way that this work is going to get done is if we all chip in. And, you know, each of us can make an impact, whether it's just, you know, smiling at someone on the street or helping someone by opening the door. I mean, I can't count the times I've gone into a building and someone was right in front of me and they let the door slam on me. I'm like, didn't you just hold it open? You know, would it have been that hard?
Really?
Are you that exhausted?
No, I think sometimes I have an invisible pill. I could be walking down the mall, and I'm walking in my path, and of course I'm making my way, but there are those people that are oblivious, probably mired down in their own grief, their own understanding, their own forgive me, Jesus, bullshit, but they're and you know what? I will always get bumped into. I don't have any idea how I do this, but it always happens. So it's the awareness of knowing and accepting, too. This is what I think friendship needs to be, is accepting friendship, asking for help, receiving help. So many people have problems with help. Ronnie, do you have problems asking for help?
You know, I used to, but I think that, again, goes back to a fear, ego, and pride thing. And then
exactly,
once you finally
yeah.
start to realize that we all need each other in some way, and we all have different gifts that we can lend to other people, and we can all lean on other people's gifts, that it becomes this beautiful way of giving and taking, and it's natural, and it's fluid, and it's the way things are supposed to be. Because not accepting help is also limiting the other person from giving of themselves.
Exactly.
And that in and of itself is a gift too. So,
yeah, exactly.
But, you know, go ahead.
Go ahead. No,
I was just going
to
say.
It's exactly it. It's the ability to go ahead and ask and receive. So you have to receive because you know, both you and Eddie know, that when you give, it feels good. So in order to give, someone has to receive. So if you limit the reception, you limit the learning. Would you both agree?
Well, and also, you know, I come from a nature of constantly giving. And, you know, when we started ramping up Friend Movement, one of the biggest challenges for me with Friend Movement was to advocate something that I don't resonate with. Ronnie, there's your word, resonate.
Right.
I love to use words that he has. And when we started coming up with the mission statement and we started coming up with our platform, one of the things we found is in order to honestly be a part of something you truly believe in, you have to live it. And
true.
I find people that are big givers too. One of them being myself, and I'm free to admit it. And I'm finally in a point where I can admit it. One of the hardest things for me with Friend Movement, because I've always been self-sustaining, was to ask or seek out help from people. I love giving, and then I had to start asking myself, okay, well, I'm always giving, but I refuse to take. And I refuse to reach out there because I used to look at asking for help as being a sign of weakness. And it's not. It's to not ask for help when it's really needed, not to reach out to your friends, as you said, not only limits you, but it's a huge kind of a sorted problem within yourself. You have to open yourself up to be able to go to people. And in a lot of cases, I'm educated by people that know more than I do.
Right.
It also limits your ability to continue to learn. And what I'm finding with Friend Movement and what we've learned with Friend Movement is every day is a learning experience. And we find our challenges are so, sometimes so grand, but those challenges we take head on because I really feel it's what's gearing us and it's helping us to really structure ourselves in what it is that we believe in. And, you know, they say God won't give you anything more than you can handle. And there are some days you stand back and you ask yourself, okay, I get it. I got the phrase, but can we, like, maybe check in once in a while? Because
yeah.
It's a little overwhelming at this point. But I think all of that is what is needed in order to get us to the next level.
Exactly right. I'm a big fan of God doesn't give you more than you can handle, but at the time that you're going through it, quite frankly, we both know it's a pile of bullshit. You know, it's jarring. It's jarring, and it's hard to go ahead and mm-hmm. deal with. But the encouragement and the desire of the Friend Movement is to inspire you to be the perfect self and enjoy who you are. Highly recommended. Follow your own path. My friend,
those quirky places.
Absolutely.
Embrace those quirks and, you know, crazy things about you that you think are crazy, because those are the beautiful things. Those are the things that make you special and unique.
That's what designs the human spirit, is the uniqueness. And that's what always will encounter. It's just having the courage to go ahead and follow it. We're running out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in to On the Couch with Ronnie Kroll and Edward Lobel from the Friend Movement. Check them out at www.friendmovement.com. Feel free to go ahead and like me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/onthecouch. You guys have been fantastic guests. I hope you had a good time. I hope you're a little tipsy and having fun.
Oh,
I'm
having
another
blast
cocktail
with you.
Before I take off this road.
Where's the after party?
Stay
yeah,
right here. The after
over,
is right here. We'll do some
over
martinis.
Doesn't mean I'm leaving. Yeah, just because the show's over doesn't mean I'm leaving. So
I love
you
it.
Know,
stick around.
Thank you, Michael.
You're stuck with me.
Thank you, Michael, for everything and everything that you're doing with this amazing show. And thank you to your listeners. And, of course, they can follow us at friendmovement.com. But also make sure to watch swimsuitcenterfold.com, and you'll stay up to date with our latest and greatest
Absolutely.
Reality shows. Yeah.
All of those links are going to be up on my page. Thank you for tuning in to On the Couch. You guys are great. We're running out of time. I love you much.
Thank
I'm gonna
you.
Give you. I'm going to give you both a call in 5 seconds. So I love you guys.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
We
it was
love
great
you, too.
Conversation. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
For on the,
right,
on the couch. On the couch. Have a good night and be kind to one another. Please, please just do it. Good night, everybody.